بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ووهبنا له أهله ومثلهم معهم رحمة منا وذكرى لأولي الألباب.
Verse number 43. So I responded to him and removed the difficulty he was affected by, and I gave him his family, and added to them a like number of sons and grandsons, as a mercy from me to him, and a reward for his patience, and so that the people of superior intellect are reminded that the outcome of patience is ease and reward.
وَخُذْ بِيَدِكَ ضِغْثًا فَاضْرِبْ بِهِ وَلَا تَحْنَثْ إِنَّا وَجَدْنَاهُ صَابِرًا نعم العبد إنه أواب.
Verse number 44. When Ayub became angry with his wife, he swore an oath, he will lash her 100 times. So I said to him, O Ayub, take a bunch of stalks in your hand and hit her with them to fulfill your oath, and do not break the oath you made. So he took a bunch of stalks and hit her with them. I found him to be patient in what I afflicted him with. What an excellent servant he was. He would turn to Allah abundantly.
واذكر عبادنا إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب أولي الأيدي والأبصار.
Verse number 45. O Messenger, remember my servants I chose, and the messengers I sent, Ibrahim, Ishaq, and Ya'qub. They were people of strength in Allah's obedience and seeking His pleasure, and they were people of true insight into the truth.
Inna akhlasnahum bi khalisatin dhikra ad-dar.
Verse number 46. I favored them with the special favor I chose them with, which was filling their hearts with the remembrance of the abode of the afterlife, preparing for it through good actions, and calling people towards acting for it.
وَإِنَّهُمْ عِندَنَا لَمِنَ الْمُصْطَفَيْنَ الْأَخْيَارِ.
Verse number 47. And they were with me amongst those I chose for my obedience and worship, and whom I selected to bear my message and convey it to the people.
واذكر إسماعيل واليسع وذا الكفل وكل من الأخيار.
Verse number 48. O Prophet, remember Ismail, the son of Ibrahim, and remember Al-Yasa, and remember Dhul-Kifl, and praise them well as they deserve it. And all of these were amongst the chosen and selected in Allah's sight.
هَذَا ذِكْرٌ وَإِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ لَحُسْنَ مَآبٍ.
Verse number 49. This is a reminder of these people through good praise in the Qur'an, and for the mindful, through carrying out the orders of Allah and refraining from His prohibitions, is a good return in the abode of the afterlife.
جنات عدن مفتحة لهم الأبواب.
Verse number 50. This good return is gardens of residence. They will enter on the Day of Judgment, whose doors will be opened to welcome them.
متكئين فيها يدعون فيها بفاكهة كثيرة وشراب.
Verse number 51. Reclining on couches, which will be adorned for them. They will ask their attendants to present to them the many different types of fruit they will desire, and the drinks they will desire, such as wine and so forth.
وَعِنْدَهُمْ عندهم قاصرات الطرف أتراب.
Verse number 52. And with them will be women, all of similar age, whose gaze will be limited only to their husbands.
هذا ما توعدون ليوم الحساب.
Verse number 53. O Allah, conscious people, this is the pleasant reward you are being promised on the day of judgment for your good deeds you used to do in the world.
إن هذا لرزقنا ما له من نفاد.
Verse number 54. This reward I have mentioned is my provision. I will give to the Allah conscious on the day of judgment, and it is continuous provision which will not pause or end.
هذا وإن للطاغين لشر مآب.
Verse number 55. This that I mentioned is the reward of the mindful, and those who trespass the limits of Allah through disbelief and sins will have a reward different to that of the mindful. So for them is a bad return they shall return to on the day of judgment.
جهنم يصلونها فبئس المهاد.
Verse number 56. This reward is hell, which will surround them, and they will suffer its heats and flames. From it, they will have a spread. So what an evil spread is theirs.
هذا فليذوقوه حميم وغساق.
Verse number 57. This punishment is extremely hot water, and pus, which will flow from the bodies of the people of hell, being punished in it. So they will taste it, as it is their drink. However, it is a drink which does not quench thirst.
وآخر من شكله أزواج.
Verse number 58. And they will have another punishment like this punishment. They will have a number of various punishments they will be punished with in the afterlife.
هذا فوج مقتحم معكم لا مرحبا بهم إنهم صالوا النار.
Verse number 59. And when the people of hellfire will enter, they will dispute with one another, cursing and disassociating from one another. When it will be said to those already in fire, this is a new group of those that will inhabit the fire with you. They will respond, may they not be welcome. They will suffer the punishment like we are suffering.
قالوا بل أنتم لا مرحبا بكم أنتم قدمتموه لنا فبئس القرار.
Verse number 60. The group of followers will say to their leaders, who are followed, but rather you, O leaders, who are followed, no welcome to you, as you are what caused us this painful punishment by misguiding us and leading us astray. What a terrible settlement this is, the settlement of hellfire for them all.
قالوا ربنا من قدم لنا هذا فزده عذابا ضعفا في النار.
Verse number 61. The followers will say, our Lord, whoever led us astray from the guidance after it came to us, double his punishment in the fire. Beneficial points. 1. Whoever is patient upon difficulty, Allah will reward him with an immediate and future reward and respond to his call when he calls upon him. 2. The illness of Ayyub, peace be upon him, was not repulsive, as he was a prophet who mixed with the people. 3. The verses contain proof that the husband may withhold himself from his wife to correct her, as did Ayyub, peace be upon him, with his wife.
وقالوا ما لنا لا نرى رجالا كنا نعدهم من الأشرار.
Verse number 62. And the arrogant transgressors will say, why do we not see with us in the fire men we used to consider in the world amongst the wretched who deserved punishment?
أَتَّخَذْنَاهُمْ سِخْرِيًّا أَمْ زَاغَتْ عَنْهُمُ الْأَبْصَارُ.
Verse number 63. Was our mocking them a mistake, and so they did not deserve to be punished, or was our mocking them right, and they have entered the fire, but we have not seen them yet?
إن ذلك لحق تخاصم أهل النار.
Verse number 64. This which has been mentioned to you, namely the arguments of the disbelievers on the day of judgment, is the truth in which there is no dispute or doubt.
قل إنما أنا منذر وما من إله إلا الله الواحد القهار.
Verse number 65. O Muhammad, say to the disbelievers from your people, I am only a warner to you of Allah's punishment, lest it fall upon you due to disbelief and denying His messengers. And there is no Allah who deserves to be worshipped besides Allah, as He is unique in His greatness, qualities, and names. And He is the subduer who has subdued everything, so everything submits to Him.
رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما العزيز الغفار.
Verse number 66. And He is the Lord of the heavens, the Lord of the earth, and Lord of whatever is in between them. And He is the mighty in His kingdom, with nobody to overpower Him. And He is forgiving of the sins of His servants who repent to Him.
قُلْ هُوَ نَبَأٌ عَظِيمٌ.
Verse number 67. O Messenger, say to these deniers, the Qur'an is a news of great status.
أَنْتُمْ عَنْهُ مُعْرِضُونَ.
Verse number 68. You are turning away from this news of great status. You do not turn towards it.
مَا كَانَ لِيَ مِنْ عِلْمٍ بِالْمَلَأِ الْأَعْلَىٰ إِذْ يَخْتَصِمُونَ.
Verse number 69. I do not have knowledge of the discussion between the angels regarding the creation of Adam, if Allah had not revealed to me and taught me.
إِنْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ إِلَّا أَنَّمَا أَنَا نَذِيرٌ مُّبِينٌ.
Verse number 70. Allah only reveals to me what He reveals, and I am a clear warner to you of His punishment.
إِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِّن طِينٍ.
Verse number 71. Remember when your Lord said to the angels, I am going to create a man from clay, and he is Adam, peace be upon him.
فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ.
Verse number 72. So once I have proportioned his form, made his appearance right, and blown my spirit into him, prostrate to him.
فَسَجَدَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ كُلُّهُمْ أَجْمَعُونَ.
Verse number 73. So the angels obeyed the command of their Lord. So all of them prostrated by way of greeting and honor. and none of them remained except that they prostrated to Adam.
إلا إبليس استكبر وكان من الكافرين.
Verse number 74. Besides Iblis, who was too arrogant to prostrate, and through his being arrogant, to the command of his Lord, he was from the disbelievers.
قال يا إبليس ما منعك أن تسجد لما خلقت بيدي أستكبرت أم كنت من العالين.
Verse number 75. Allah said, O Iblis, what stopped you from prostrating to Adam, whom I created with my hands? Did pride stop you from prostrating, or were you arrogant and haughty over your Lord from before?
قال أنا خير منه خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين.
Verse number 76. Iblis said, I am better than Adam. You created me from fire, and you created him from clay. And fire is a more noble substance than clay.
قال فاخرج منها فإنك رجيم.
Verse number 77. Allah said to Iblis, Get out of paradise, because you are accursed and reviled.
وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكَ لَعْنَتِي إِلَى يَوْمِ الدِّينِ.
Verse number 78. And you are to be rejected from paradise until the day of recompense, which is the day of judgment.
قَالَ رَبِّ فَأَنظِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ.
Verse number 79. Iblis said, Give me respite, and do not make me die until the day you raise your servants.
قال فإنك من المنظرين.
Verse number 80. Allah said, You are amongst those given respite.
إلى يوم الوقت المعلوم.
Verse number 81. Until the day of the known time, which is fixed for your destruction.
قال فبعزتك لأغوينهم أجمعين.
Verse number 82. Iblis said, I swear by your power and domination that I shall misguide all of the children of Adam.
إلا عبادك منهم المخلصين.
Verse number 83. Except whom you protect from my misguiding, and you have chosen to worship you alone. Beneficial points. 1. Pride prevents a person from following the truth. 2. To make analogies and deduce in the presence of a clear text is a baseless method. 3. The disbelief of Iblis is out of stubbornness. 4. The Satan has no power over those from the creation whom Allah has chosen for his worship.
قال فالحق والحق أقول.
Verse number 84. Allah said, The truth is from me, and the truth is what I say. I do not say anything besides it.
لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنْكَ وَمِمَّنْ تَبِعَكَ مِنْهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ.
Verse number 85. On the day of judgment, I shall fill hell with you and your children, O Iblis, and those from the children of Adam, who follow you in your disbelief, all of you.
قُلْ مَا أسألكم عليه من أجر وما أنا من المتكلفين.
Verse number 86. Say, O messenger, to these idolaters, I do not ask you for any reward for the advice I convey to you, and I am not of the pretentious by bringing more than what I have been ordered with.
إن هو إلا ذكر للعالمين.
Verse number 87. The Quran is only a reminder to those who are accountable amongst men and jinns.
ولتعلمن نبأه بعد حين.
Verse number 88. And you will come to know the news of this Quran, and that it is true, after a short time when you die. Beneficial points. 1. The caller to Allah expects reward from Him. He does not seek reward from the people for the truth He is calling them towards. 2. Pretentiousness is not part of the religion.